Vaping is what happens when consumers inhale and exhale electronically produced vapor, which contains nicotine, but not tobacco. The delivery devices are typically shaped like cigarettes, pens, or even flash drives. When e-cigarettes were first introduced in the 2000s, health officials hailed vaping as a healthier alternative to cigarette smoking. And indeed, smoking among high school students is now at record lows, while vaping has increased dramatically. OpenSecrets.org reports that in 2017, e-cigarettes were a $10 billion business, and vape manufacturers are largely owned by tobacco companies. The federal government and the state of New Mexico have banned the sale of e-vaping devices to minors. Yet the Food and Drug Administration reports that in 2018, 3.62 million middle and high school students currently use e-cigarettes. These vape products sometimes come in flavors like bubble gum, cotton candy, or gummy bears. The Center on Addiction says that vaping products may be dangerous, especially to young people. Others say that if vaping replaces tobacco use, it's a good trade-off. I spoke to Dr. Sean Sidhu to find out more. Dr. Sidhu is an assistant professor in the University of New Mexico's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. He specializes in treating children and adolescents. Welcome, Dr. Sidhu. Dr. Sidhu, you have been quoted as saying that nicotine, which is the active ingredient in most vaping formulas, is one of the most addictive substances on the planet. You've called vaping an epidemic. Spell out for our listeners, if you will, the health hazards of nicotine and vaping.
One thing to mention is why are we calling, we, and by we I mean the FDA, why is the FDA since October calling this an epidemic? It's because there's been a 900% increase in high school vaping from 2011 to 2015. And a 550% increase in middle school vaping from 2011 to 2017. When you have trends from 2011 to 2015 and 2011 to 2017 in aggregate, and there are such strong trends which with such big increases, that's when we start to get concerned about the prevalence of vaping in middle school and high school now. Many teens may think it's safe, as you had mentioned, because it was sort of presented as a safer alternative to smoking. But the truth is that nicotine in and of itself, whether you take it in a tobacco form or in an e-cigarette form, is associated with many health risks. So, for example, nicotine crosses the placenta barrier when women are pregnant, and nicotine use is associated with sudden infant death syndrome and brain damage in developing infants. Nicotine also increases the chance of having mutations in our cells. So if you take a cell and you expose it to just nicotine without the tobacco smoke, it will have thousands more mutations in it than a cell that has not been exposed to nicotine. And so cells with mutations are more likely to become cancerous. Similarly, for people who have lung cancer, GI cancer, pancreatic cancer, or breast cancer, the use of nicotine promotes those types of cancer. So there are links between nicotine and cancer as well that could be harmful.
And are there other things in e-cigarettes like particulate matter or other things that simply inhaling them would, for example, not do well for asthmatics or others with respiratory issues?
Yes, absolutely. So we don't have that much information on e-cigarettes. So honestly, I can't really say right now that e-cigarettes are safer, because they haven't really been studied. Certainly tobacco is a very dangerous product, and we know about all of the problems that come with tobacco. But it may be that in 5 to 10 years we find out about e-cigarettes and them being potentially even worse in some ways. There is some information now that we have some data to suggest that e-cigarettes in and of themselves cause unique issues. So, for example, there's one study that showed the aerosol produced by the e-cigarettes damages immune cells in the lungs. So the immune cells that you have are not able to rise to the surface of the skin and then combat bacteria and particles and allergens. So that ends up causing lung inflammation and kind of like a, you could say, a boggy lung or a congested lung.
Mm.
Another thing that is specific to certain aerosol flavors is that they release this chemical called nitrous oxide. They inhibit the release of that. Nitrous oxide is a chemical that the body likes to have. It's an antioxidant. It keeps your blood vessels open, and it prevents clot from forming. And so there are certain e-cigarette flavors that don't allow this vital chemical to be released, and so therefore increase your risk of, like, artery inflammation, clots forming, and your vessels not staying as open.
Well, what's an example of a flavor that would be particularly harmful?
You know, I have to be honest, I didn't review all of the flavors. Cinnamon was one that came up. Many of the flavors have high levels of heavy metals, like lead, arsenic. These are things that we shouldn't be consuming. We know that lead causes brain damage in infants, so naturally we don't want to be consuming large amounts of lead. But some of these aerosols do contain heavy metals, harsh chemicals, and carcinogens. So there is evidence to suggest that e-cigarettes in and of themselves have unique health hazards compared to tobacco smoke, but both are probably not healthy.
Now, in addition to the actual health hazards, are there any physical safety concerns related to the devices that deliver the nicotine-laced vapor? And are there any dangers from secondhand e-cigarette smoke?
I've seen at least one study that demonstrated if there's enough e-cigarette smoke around somebody, you can easily get secondhand smoke from them. The health hazards, there's maybe one or two distant case reports about these devices kind of catching fire or something. The thing that's more concerning to me is about a third of teens who vape will use the device to smoke other substances, including marijuana and marijuana wax. Some folks may not know about wax, so my understanding about wax is that it's a very highly concentrated form of THC, the active compound in marijuana. Way, way, way more concentrated than marijuana may have had in the 70s, let's say, for example. And so they will melt the wax down until it becomes a liquid form and then put it into the cartridge that goes into their e-cigarette device and then basically use the e-cigarette device to smoke really, really high concentrations of marijuana. We're getting more information now on marijuana and the developing brain and how the more you use in your adolescence, it actually causes a drop in IQ that doesn't recover. So there are lots of things to be concerned about with adolescent marijuana use, but the tie-in here is that these devices are being used to consume more than the e-cigarette sort of vape material.
Last year, University of Michigan researchers concluded that the benefits of vaping as a way to quit smoking far outweigh the health risk of tobacco smoking. What is your reaction to that study?
My reaction would be it could be the case that it's healthier because tobacco is so harmful, but that I couldn't really say because I don't know. I think we may find out more about e-cigarette health risks in the future. They haven't been studied. They only came out in 2006. Tobacco's been around for hundreds of years, if not longer. So we've had a lot of time to study tobacco, and we haven't had as much time to study these e-cigarette devices.
Now, yet another study from the University of Hawaii Cancer Center reports that teens who had never smoked tobacco cigarettes but used e-cigarettes were three times more likely to smoke the real things 1 year later. How would you react to that study?
Yes, absolutely. There's a 2018 U.S. Surgeon General report and another report from the National Academies of Sciences that both documented this increase in tobacco use from kids who use e-cigarettes. Kids who smoke e-cigarettes are more likely to then go on and smoke regular cigarettes. One way that I might kind of phrase this comparison of, well, at least it's healthier than smoking regular cigarettes. For example, someone might say a double cheeseburger is healthier than a milkshake, but we wouldn't recommend to someone that then you should go on and eat double cheeseburgers for every meal. Maybe vaping is healthier than tobacco smoke, but I have evidence that both are unhealthy, and so I probably shouldn't encourage either.
I gather from your comments that vaping is not safe, especially for young people. What is your advice to parents when it comes to teen vaping?
What makes this so difficult is that e-cigarette smoke is much harder to detect from a school and a parent level. So I think the first thing is that it's very important that there be an open dialogue between parents and children, as much of a non-judgmental dialogue as possible so children feel comfortable talking with their parents about these things. the first step, I think, is just talk to your kid, have a relationship with your kid to where they would be able to tell you about this stuff if you ask them, hey, I heard that vaping is all this craze on the news. You know, have you been vaping or any of your friends? And if so, what do you think about it? I think to summarize, you know, number one, you might not even know that they're vaping. And then number two, making sure that you have an open dialogue so that they could tell you if they are. And you could tell them about the health risk. It's always easier to get a kid to listen if you say, and this is true, by the way, that nicotine decreases blood flow to the mouth. So that means that eventually you get gum erosion and tooth decay and bacterial overgrowth in the mouth. So the tie-in to teenagers is like, you know, good luck getting someone to go to prom with you if your teeth are falling out.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Sidhu, who is the assistant professor in the University of New Mexico's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.